Blog Talk Radio.
They say I'm crazy. The way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging. The way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride.
Oh,
Peace, love, and light, family. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Twin Flame Radio. We're going to get in tonight. My name is Divine Queen. I'm here with my co-host, Christian Lighten. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
What's good? What it do? It's the light being in human form. Chilling.
Hold on. We don't go over what we're going to say when we go on. So whenever you hear Christian say whatever, I mean, it's really just coming out the top of the dome.
Spirit so. Told me to say that, so.
Well, we will that you all had a beautiful weekend because we know we did, as usual. Chris, why don't you tell the fam what we got into this weekend?
We turned into some mound junkies. It just, I don't know what it is about that place. It just keeps calling me. I was at work last week. My homie called me, told me we needed to go to the mound. I didn't even ask for what. I just said, let's roll. So Saturday, we was up there again. He brought his daughter and his goddaughter, and it was me and my wife, and we did our thing again. So just charged up. Charged up.
We're so charged up that we're actually kind of like, we're buzzing out right now because we're coming down off all that energy.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of energy this weekend, too. So I don't know about you, but I've just been feeling like real chill and just laid back and resting up today, getting ready for this work week.
I feel you on that. I can't say it better. I'm the same way right now. I'm just kind of coming down from all that energy and just ready to get it going.
Well, go ahead and get it going then. So tonight, fam, we're going to be talking about the many facets of love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the first thing we want to talk about is, what is love? Like, what is the definition? I think a lot of people have misconceptions on what love is. They think that love is being in a relationship. They think that love is marriage. They think love is having a lot of money and success and power. And, you know, I guess everybody has different views on what love is. What's your view on love?
I just think love is like a circle. I mean, it's so many facets within the circle, infinite amounts. Mm-hmm. I mean, love is everything. Mm-hmm. I believe love is a skill learned over time. It's not something that kicks in when you go through puberty and all of a sudden you're just this great lover. You know what I mean? Love knows when to hold on and when to let go. I mean, in order to know love, you need to see it, receive it, and experience it and give it. You know what I mean? It's simple like this, family. If you don't learn the skills of love throughout your life, you're going to be setting yourself up for to be depressed more often.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that because a lot of us don't really have a good understanding of love is that we don't even realize that we've been experiencing love all our lives. You know, when you first come into the world, you know, you're leaving your mother's womb. This is someone that you've been attached to. You know, you had that bond with, and then you're placed in their arms. That's instant love for most people who, you know, have experienced that. And going through life, you experience love in different ways. Your parents, your beliefs, your friends,
your environment,
your hobbies, your environment. Yeah. So we family just gonna get in on, like we said, all the, you know,
different facets to love. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't know.
Mm-mm.
They think they know, but they really don't know. People don't do. You know what my listeners do? You know, this is a special bubble here, family. If you're listening to this call, you're in a, like, the elite in my book. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about no other shows, but if you're into listening to this call here, you're like an elite-minded individual. The higher gods, the spirits, what have you, wouldn't have led you to this show right now if you wasn't. So I think, you know, my callers have a overview of love, but I can just tell through, like, videos on TV, posts on Facebook, a lot of people don't know about love. And I think the more you know about love, the calmer you'll be, the more like rounded individual you'll become, you know?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the main, you know, things that you need to recognize about love and see about love is have self-love.
Self-love is everything. If you don't have self-love, you ain't going to be able to love nothing else. If you can't love yourself, if you can't brush your teeth in the morning, you know what I mean? I mean, something.
You got to love yourself.
You can't
brush your teeth.
You got to love other people, too, because you don't want to be, you know, spewing that morning goodness in their face, you know? But that's just an aspect of love. If people didn't love certain people, I wonder how many people would brush their teeth in the morning. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But you got to love yourself. You got to value your time, your money, your thoughts, and more importantly, your space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to love being at the club, just cutting up, just, you know, just like, hey, man, I just want, well, you come to the club to dance, and that's what I did. And, you know, now the club is repugnant to me. I don't even want to even hear about the club. I'm a club sis. I can't stand the club. We can do a lot more better constructive things with our time than everybody spending money just to drink and dance. Hey, if you need the club, hey, I feel you, but just not for me.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think that we could be doing a lot more productive things than, you know, sitting around drinking at a bar. You know, drinks at the bar.
Drinking at home all night, you know what I mean? If I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't have to worry about driving, house shoes, T-shirt, you know what I'm saying? Man, you know what? I see a lot of young women not showing that innate self-love that they should have. I mean, women need to treat themselves as if they're the prize, as if they're worth something. Men need to treat themselves like they're a prize. I've always treated myself like I was a prize.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of scallywags over the years just throw themselves at me. They do for some reason. I don't understand why. Because I don't think I'm a scallywag magnet or nothing, but but anyway, you know, when I've always loved myself, like, man, I don't want a scallywag. I want someone that loves themselves who hold out for me. You know what I'm saying? I want someone to hold out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a queen way back then. You know, I finally got one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that is a problem with a lot of the young women.
Yeah.
They don't really have, you know, they talk about men, how young men don't have role models. Well, you know, young women don't have role models either. You know, like you said, we got the video vixens.
Mm-hmm.
We got the mean attitude, angry women.
You know, it's real weird because a lot of single mothers, they have to adopt the characteristics of the man.
Mm-hmm.
So you find them, a lot of single women, they don't really tap into their hard side because their soft side because they're so focused on being strong and hard.
Oh.
So a lot of women grow up thinking that that's how you make it because mama did it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the issues right now. A brother will go on a date or with a woman and they're so hard. It's like the dude, like, I'm not trying to peel off all these layers just to get to know her, man. I just ask your name. You know, I don't know much about dating. I haven't been on a date in over 22 years and 8 months and 5 hours. So
I saw a video, something that, you know, I kind of was scrolling through Facebook or something, and something caught my eye, and it was this little baby. Couldn't have been, like, no older than 2.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, you know, popping, and the mother's recording it, and everyone around is cheering it on, and they're happy, and it's just like that's there it goes. That's how it starts. You know, you're already teaching this young little girl that, you know,
popping it gets attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, not loving yourself.
Well, I don't even want to go there, but it's all good.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's, you know, melanated people have this rhythm in them. And they hear rhythm and they see you chanting. They don't really know what's going on. They just like, hey, they feeling it. Some babies just have it like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I was one of those babies that just had it. I used to pop it in a pamper. My mama didn't have me in no saggy pamper, though. My pamper was tight. But I used to work it from what they told me.
Wow.
From what they told me.
Well, isn't that a visual?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the ways that you can express self-love is just by setting yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Just visualize whatever your plan is and do little bitty things to achieve it. Not on anyone else's time, on your time, when you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Just setting yourself up for success in everything. You know, I know I don't like the expressway in the morning, so I wake up a little earlier so I can take the street. So I'm making sure I'm at work on time. I'm setting myself up for success. I know that when I'm on expressway driving, it brings me to a negative mood. So I take the street. Mm-hmm. I'm setting myself for success.
I like to pamper myself a little bit.
You do.
You know, I don't go overboard, but, you know, every blue moon, you know, I like to go out and get my mani and pedi on, you know, get my brows did.
I like the brows done.
You know, nothing wrong with, you know, letting it go every once in a while.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong if you want to, you know, but I don't want that. So, you know, get them done.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Buy yourself a new outfit every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Something to smell good.
Love is seeing the person you love enjoying themselves.
Right.
I love when you go out and have a good time and spend a little money and buy you something nice. You just feel better.
I love that you love it.
I love that you love that I love that.
We're going to do this game.
All right.
We do this all the time, but we're not going to do it on
the
air.
Here we are.
We'll be going for about 20 minutes when we outdo each other.
I'm not a quitter.
Oh.
It's all good.
Give me 30. Whatever.
Let's talk about some keys to love.
Why don't you start?
All right. You know, I always talk about keys to love. And love is loving so much that it takes you into a different spiritual place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's a good key to love. You know, like I remember back when I was in school and I would be bored in class. And I would look out the window and just be in another world, just admiring the sky, admiring the trees, looking at the birds, listening to them whistle. And I don't hear, Crash, you listening? And I didn't know what was going on, and the class would always laugh. But, you know, I was just in another world sometimes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just one of my keys to love. Seeing something you love and just focusing on it. Manifesting a weird reality in that moment.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
You do. You do.
I would say a successful key to love would be to focus on not harboring feelings on hate and negativity and anger and frustration. This was a really big one for me because when I get mad, I get mad.
Yeah.
You know, there was no holding back.
Yeah.
It was coming out. Feelings hurt, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get over it. But now I feel those emotions coming on. I recognize it for what it is. I observe it, and then I let it go.
Mm-hmm. You can't grow spiritually if you're harboring hate.
You can't.
That's a vibration. It's kind of like a weighted vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're giving light, showing love, you know, people looking up to you, being an inspiration to people, that's light.
Mm-hmm.
That's real light, as in visually blinding light and as weight light. So you'll be able to just reach more people, and it just keeps going, and it's great for your spirituality.
You know, that's funny because a lot of people think that when you're on this path of enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
that you don't get angry or you don't have bad days or things don't happen to you. And it's like, man, that's not true.
In actuality,
things do happen.
People on a spiritual path endure more hate than if they weren't. It's because we recognize it. We're vibrating on such a high plateau that we can see all the other hate that's going on, but we're able to disassociate ourselves from it. You know what I mean? A lot of people see hate, and they say, yeah, that's right, smack them. I see hate, and I kind of chuckle like, man, they just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this beautiful tree. They hating in front of this beautiful tree. Look at it. It's beautiful. But that's where I'll be at. You know, I can't go out and say that because people think I'm crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the type of love I have for just nature and things. I see the beauty in the sun rays when it's just beaming off a leaf. Like, man, it's just a beautiful, man. Come on, babe.
So, you know, that leads me to, you know, just having joy is the magical ingredient to just making everything just, you know, lovely. You know, if you choose to look at something, say you do have a bad day. We all have bad days. It happens. something, you know, instead of getting mad and getting caught up in those feelings of what happened, and, you know, that first thing that everyone cries out when something bad happens to them is, why me? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening to me again? Or why do I have to go through this? Or
in water. Yeah.
Instead of getting mad about it, you know, thank the universe for that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait for that blessing that's going to come, because something is leading you to that. You know, everything isn't going to come to you, you know, delivered on, you know, a bed of roses. You
right.
know, some things you have to kind of work for to see it. You have to recognize the, like you said, you know, admiring the trees and
mm-hmm.
the nature and things like that. So
everything around you is love.
Mm-hmm.
The creator is love. You're of the creator, so you're love. You know what? I know the creator didn't have us here enjoying this experience to really focus on hate. But it seems as if society and the media, they want that to be the biggest aspect of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not even true.
Mm-hmm.
We're being taught what to hate, how to hate, triggered. What you got to do is take those things out of your paradigm. I mean, act as if they don't even exist. Don't watch the news. Someone talk to about politics. Stop listening. Oh, is that right? Do whatever you got to do to keep your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're family members, and I love my family, but if your family always whining, oh, woe is me, they can't love me, I need to be loved, listen to me, please help me, help me, please, please help me. Sometimes you got to let them help themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think a lot of times people need to help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, some people will take help, and they won't do anything with it, you know, but they just like to keep crying out and
mm-hmm.
having that. The only way that they know how to get attention is by making themselves a martyr or, you know, but, yeah, I'm a fan of, you know, I don't mind helping people. I love helping people, but I'm also a fan of how are you going to grow if you don't do it yourself?
You got to find that love inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you taught me years ago when I was young, you know, how to find that love inside. You know, yeah, when I was 19 in Atlanta, everybody was bawling, and I was scratching and surviving. I was just barely making it, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But you just put my life in perspective, you know what I'm saying? So you helped me see it, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that.
I appreciate you appreciating it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lana, you know I had to touch on this.
Uh-oh, I already know what this is about to be about.
So you talked a little bit earlier about having love of nature, the trees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sun lovers.
Yeah, I'm a solar junkie.
We are solar junkies.
All day.
All day.
Any day. Any day.
We all care.
Yeah. I'm trying to be blind in 3 years. We just joking. You know, we don't stare directly at the sun.
No.
Certain hours of the day we can, and in the sunrise and sunset, we look at the sun and take in that energy, rays, and information.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the rest of the day, we use our phones to capture the sun, and we admire the sun indirectly through our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
and
babe.
Love it.
And I love it. Oh, junkie.
Yeah.
Gator.
Yeah, so, you know, part of our love with the sun, you know, helped us to become, you know, some divine conscious souls.
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to the guy, S.I. Lee Myers.
Right. Dream Team member?
Yeah, had his sun blinking, blinking, blinking.
Did you hear his joy, though?
Yeah.
I've been knowing this dude, and he's always joyful.
Always, yeah.
But that was just a consistent.
Yeah.
I literally shed a spiritual tear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I know my dude. He a dragon.
Dragons don't do that.
Dragons don't do that. You know, the S.I.L.E. most people know, man, he's a dragon. That's all I will say. I love that dude, though, man. Woo!
Yeah, so proud of him.
Man.
I was happy.
Man. This is like a domino effect. You did it, made me want to do it, now I lead. Once I lead do it, everybody going to be a solar junkie.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has such a following, and he just has a way of conveying the truth and information to people that It just resonates with your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that kind of attracted me to him when I first met him. I was like, man, this dude, he's unadulterated. He's just real. Like, wow, for real? Man, I just want to give a little props to the dude himself. Well, back to love of nature.
Okay, so yeah, we talked about solar work and sun gazing. You also got, you can do sun bathing and sun meditating. One of my new things that I like to do that I've fallen in love with is waking up early in the morning and meditating with the sunrise. So, you know, it just helps me to get my day right, get my mind right, and, you know, get my right action, right thinking, and right manifesting in order.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Man, I'm looking at the trees right now out the window. I never really was an animal lover. I was never one of those dudes that said, ooh, coochie coo, all that, ooh, we so I wasn't one of those dudes. You know what I'm saying? So now I see a little doggy, and I'm like, wow, that's a cute little dog.
So much so that you have agreed that we can get a cat soon. This has been like, this has been such a challenge for me, fam, because I've been wanting something, just some little furry animal to love in the house, and Chris was never an animal lover. But now, he's turning over a new leaf, making the sun blink, and getting the cat. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, Chris?
That's another aspect of love. Even though I do not want the cat as my own. I know my woman, my wife, I know she wants a cat. So I'm like, oh, man, I'll less love myself and my stuff to make sure she heightens her love. That's another aspect of love that I wasn't planning to talk about. But all them fellas out there that don't like animals, sometimes you got to go along with things and make other people happy.
And that's love.
Yes, love.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's love.
Well, before we move on, I just want to remind the family that if you would like to call in and ask a question, just give a shout-out or whatever, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line and you want to ask a question, just hit the number 1. That'll let us know that you want to come through, and we'll put you through so you can talk to the fam. All right, so moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What about... You know, spirituality is a big thing for us. So what about if we go in a little more on spirituality?
You know, just loving the connection with the all. Mm. Once you really tap into that, that's love for yourself. When you love yourself on a certain level, there's nothing that's going to stop you for trying to find your own truth. You're not going to take someone else's truth that they said, oh, this is real. You're going to take time out of your own day to start researching and trying to find your own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the more research you do, it's like a testament to how much love you have for yourself. You know, I just wasn't going to believe in anything because everybody else believed it. I was never a follower. I've always been a one-man gang. You know what I mean? I've always been like my own leader. I don't need nobody to follow me. You can if you want to, but I'm not going to follow you. We can walk together. But that's the type of dude I've always been bred to be. My environment breeds dudes like that, like leaders. You know, you can't be soft coming from where I'm at, you know. But anyway, just like spiritual love, just acknowledging yourself in all things. Like, you know, I used to think that I was above like a bird or something like that. Like, I'm better than that bird. Hell, bird. If he dies, he dies. If he dies, he dies. But now I'm like, you know, just the other day I was putting some air in my tire, and this ant tried to crawl on me, and I stepped on it. I didn't kill it. I just kind of covered it, and then I lift my leg up, and it looked like one of his little ant legs was broken. And I was feeling so bad. I started saying the animal core for this ant. I was like, hopefully it heals and all this. I don't know how ants heal. I never really watched a documentary on ant healing, but I was just... I know it sounds crazy, but that's the level of love that I'm at right now, family. I mean, I'm worried about ant legs, and that's real.
That's awful that you do
I know I wasn't going to tell nobody, but Spirit told me to.
Talk about that, Ed.
Hopefully he's okay now. He waddled away, though. He goes, cool. And as I was done with him, he had a little dip to his walk. So,
well, it probably hurt, though.
It probably did, but we don't know the aspects of ant pain. They might not have the same type of sensories that we do. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm done with you, Chris. I'm done with you. All right. So I guess another part of that I would say is that you have to be consistent in your spiritual work.
Mm.
You can't put in work, do a little bit, and then get mad when you don't get the results that you want. I saw this quote that said that it's never too soon to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember when I was trying to have my communication going with the son, and I was getting frustrated with
mm-hmm.
it. And I was getting ready to quit recording one day and walk away, and I was just like, you know what, no, I'm going to stick through it. I'm going to put it out. You know, I'm not doing this for the blank. I'm doing this for the confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got through that part of trying to, you know, make it do something and just form a relationship with the son, that's when, you know, I got my confirmation from it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be consistent with the things that you do. You can't just do a little bit and then get mad when it doesn't fall through for you.
Right.
We got to take our ego out of it.
We have to.
Our ego sets us back so much.
Oh.
Looks like we got a caller on the line, so we're going to go ahead and bring a caller on before we go on too much further. So, caller from the 513-550, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, family. It's King Music.
Uh-oh, I know who this is. That's a God himself, Stango.
Peace and blessings, man. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all and the love that y'all have. And it, like I told you before, brother, Ogun, it just shines through the speakers, man. I love y'all.
Man, Reflector, bro, we love you too, bro. You was just the brother that we was up at the mound with, so you already know where it's like, family.
Right.
I had something I wanted to share with y'all. It's from one of my favorite songs by Alice Coltrane, and it's called Love Supreme.
Ooh.
And it talks about love. Is it okay if I share it with you?
Please.
Okay. So love. Is a sacred word. Love is the name of God. The entire universe is created with love, by love, and in love. Love is the beginning. Love is the continuation, and love is the end. Love for lover's sake is divine. It is constrictive. It is beautiful. It brings peace. It brings harmony. It brings joy to the lover and to the loved. But if love is based on selfishness, egoism, the very same love brings destruction. Peace and harmony is based on love, and used properly by a selfless mind for the benefit of humanity. Love knows no business. Love knows no bargain. Love never expects anything in return. Love knows only giving and giving and giving without even waiting for a thank you. Such a love is the supreme one. Let the love supreme reign over the universe.
Man.
Yes, sir. So I had to call in and just share that with y'all, man. I love what y'all doing. Earlier, I was getting my work in with the sun, developing my love and joy with the sun. So I'm trying to get it to blink for me.
Get that sun in.
I love hearing that, man. I love, man. This the type of brother this guy is. This king is. You know, I mentioned altars. He has his altar up. I mentioned solar work. He's doing solar work. He's getting other people to get their altars up. He's introducing his daughters to the miracle prayer. They at the mound, solar sun gazing at the sun. This brother is putting into action anything positive. He just runs with it. He's like a vampire for truth. I've never seen someone with such spiritual vigor before. It's like, man, dude, man. It's just, I just think, you know, but, you know, he's a seven. So we all know how they roll.
Hey, Divine Queen is a fellow seven. She know I watch her energy and I'm just like, yep, yep, that's it. That's it. But man, I'm so humbled. I'm so thankful to the universe and the awe that you was placed in my life. It's crazy how we ended up meeting, but I just feel like it's forever. You know, and into the next lifetime as well, if we choose to come back.
Boom! Right. See, that's what I'm saying, man. Hey, it just brings joy to my heart when I see another strong brother like out here, not afraid to tap into his feminine side and doing it like a warrior.
Right.
Tapping into his feminine side with a warrior exterior, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that. And that's me all day. Bitch,
right,
I
watch
bear that was snap a neck. With love.
Hey, with love. Hey, that's why I tell them, you know, I do go by Chakra Zulu, but don't forget the Zulu. There's some Zulu there. It's got to be a little Zulu. You know, I'm a man, so that's what we got to do, man. We warriors out here, and we got to do it for the right reason.
Right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call in. I'm going to let y'all get back to what y'all doing, man. But that was just something that I always loved. And when I heard it on Alice Coltrane's album a long time ago, it just always resonated with me. And since today's topic was love, I just wanted to share that love with y'all.
Well, we accept, and you can share any day, any time. Feel free. You got one of those voices that people are just going to listen to. So if you got something to say, this is a platform for you, bro.
There you go.
Going forward.
I appreciate it.
We appreciate you calling in, brother. Thanks for the support, bro.
No problem. Love y'all, man.
Love you back.
Love you, Divine.
Uh-oh, he's about to say love you, Divine Queen. We got it in there, though. We got it in there, though, brother.
Yeah, love you too, Sam. Love you too. Man, that was really nice. I like that.
I did too. I was thinking like, man, we about to have him on like at least once a month. You know what I mean? If beginning of the month, say something real smooth.
Smooth operation.
Right.
You're gonna be retired.
I know I'm retiring soon, you know. I can't just keep spewing this tantalizing voice on the airways like this. I need someone to take this rain from a brother. Man, Van Queen don't like all this tension the dude getting, you know what I'm saying? All this tension. I ain't getting no attention.
That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was really nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I did,
thanks
too.
Thank you again for that. That was nice.
I'm going to say that. There's so much power in love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Love is one of the strongest forces out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I once heard this story about this lady's baby getting hit by a car and little skinny lady picked the car up and got her baby out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just kind of, love's one of those reality cheat codes that you can bend space and time if you need to over love.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think I'm strongest when I'm taking care of things that I love. I love my family, you know, when somebody in my family needs me or something like that, you know, I don't just, you know, on my terms. But you know, I love doing things for people. You know, you ask me, you need something, you know, I'm trying to deliver for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true. You know me, love inspires me to go to work every day and provide for my family. You know, when I was younger, I used to be like, how long am I gonna make this? Mm-hmm. How long am I gonna keep on doing this? But you know, hey, when you love someone, you do what you gotta do sometimes. But now that I'm a spiritual-minded, I'm changing my paradigm, like how I should be going to work. I need to start working for myself. And, oh, that's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Sometimes you got to shed off all the old stuff that you were doing to make room to do the stuff that you want to do.
Because it's not an easy transition.
An easy transition is not at all. It's not at all.
You have to go through, like you said, and just relearn everything and break free from everything you are now. But, man, that's another show.
Man.
can go on that one. Well, what about tough love?
You know, Mutt, I'm a fan of tough love.
Me too.
I'm a fan of anything tough. I'm a fan of discipline. I mean, but there's different aspects of discipline. If you're an involved parent,
mm-hmm.
you know what your child's triggers are.
Mm-hmm.
I learned early that pain really wasn't a good trigger for my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, you can whip her, she look at you like, I'm going to kill you tonight. You're like, dang, I'm a three-year-old. I'm going to get you tonight. Why wasn't a three-year-old crying? Doesn't it hurt? I'm going to get you tonight. And you can just see it. But what worked for her, what worked for my daughter was taking things that she loved away.
Yeah.
No TV, not doing nothing. Well, you just eating a sandwich tonight.
Right.
You know, you mess with her. You mess with her taste buds. That's what gets her.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to Benihana.
Yeah.
You can have a
you get some chicken nuggets. No salt. Dry. No drink. You get some fries and no ketchup. But that's tough love. That's tough love.
It is tough love.
Sometimes you have to punish because of love. If you love your child and they just keep doing stupid stuff, you got to stop them from doing that stupid stuff. You just can't let them just keep being stupid. You got to punish them. Like, you don't see that that's stupid? Well, I'm going to give you time to think about it. You know, back when I was coming up, we didn't have options. Whatever road that you messed up, it ended with a whooping. It wasn't no timeout, wasn't no punishment. Sometimes it was a whooping and punishment. So, you know, I grew up on tough love and it builds character. But some kids you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an educated kid, but some kids are just highly involved early on in life.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids at 5 years old, you can talk to me like an adult and I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. You know what I mean?
You're wrong.
I was like, you're wrong. You know what I mean? So some kids, you can talk to them. As my daughter matured, I was able to talk to her and let her know that's stupid. And she, in time, learned. You know what I mean? Learned. What's wrong with
it? I was just laughing at how you said you told
yourself,
that's stupid.
You got to put that emphasis on things to let it sink in.
Well, I think that tough love can be letting go. You can be an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that because you love your kids or someone, a spouse, a
mm-hmm.
parent, whoever,
mm-hmm.
that by you not saying anything, by you not causing any friction or anything like that, you're letting them figure out their own way or whatever. And,
right.
you know, some people look at that as being an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a time where, since we were talking about kids, let's stick with kids. If your kid is 35 years old and still living at home with you,
mm-hmm.
you need to let them go.
Let them go. Unless they're balling.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, they balling. Stay, baby. You can stay, baby.
Even if they're balling, they should leave and buy me a better home.
Hey, yeah, that's true. You know, I'm with you
on that. They would still live with me.
There you go. But we some cool parents.
We are. We real cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, 50-50.
And sometimes you have to, you know, not help people that you love. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
But sometimes some people only learn when they have to do it on their own.
Right.
If you keep trying to, you know,
help them
prepare them and lay that blanket out to catch them,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're going to always think that, you know, well, I can do whatever because they got me or they'll clean it up.
You know what? I'm one of those dudes that I play chess. I'm a great chess player. And I'm real patient. Sometimes I will make you do something that's better for you. You will hate me for years. And I won't speak to you for years. But once you realize what I was trying to do helped you out over time, when I see you doing well, that's when I come back in your life like, hey, what's good? Well, I'm doing well now. Yeah, that's why I didn't help you last time. You know what I mean? And we laugh about it, and then we're cool again. So sometimes you make somebody mad by showing them tough love. Don't just be like, well, can we be friends again, please? Let them wait. If you're never their friend again, oh, well. But if you see them doing well from afar, just love that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've helped a lot of people out, and they make it or whatever, and they don't even call me back to say thanks.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't even get a thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's cool. That's cool. As long as you're doing good. I didn't do it. I'm not doing it for the thanks.
I was just going to say, that just increases your dharma. Because you didn't do it for any kind of recognition or anything like that. You were just genuinely trying to help.
That's the type of dude I am. I'm going to be known, but I'm starting to charge them, as I at least say, charge them. Charge people, man.
Oh, man, he always charge them. So what are some other kinds of love? What's some other different facets of love?
The conditional love is another facet. We always talk about the good parts of love, but there's some bad parts of love that still consists of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a darker side of love. Because if you got a lot of money with somebody, they love you.
Mm-hmm.
But if your conditions change and you lose your money, they don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got money, you got it going on, that girl or guy's like, man, I love them. They're doing that. They're rubbing my toes at night, everything. But when you don't have that condition that brought you guys together, then the love isn't there anymore. So I call that conditional love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of young women and young men go after people's condition. They got a good job. They look good. You know, that silky weave. I'm just saying, like, we just need to get to know people a little better. Not what you think they have, but once you know somebody, it don't even matter what they have. I love you whether you broke or rich. You know what I mean?
And you also want to be careful not to run into that crazy love.
Oh, my
God. Those people that they love you so much, they turn crazy on you.
I've had somebody do me like this. I'm gonna set the mood for you. It's quiet. We're in a place where there's a lot of people. And someone just whispers in your ears, if you leave me, I'll kill you. I'm like, huh? Did someone just whisper that to me? See, that's that crazy love.
That's crazy love.
You know, I'm like, man, I thought we were.
That Beyonce love. That's a crazy love.
Listen to my voice, people. If you leave me, I'll kill you. I was like, oh, people really do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was 18. Like, I got to find me somebody to settle down with early out the game. Mm-hmm.
Woo. How'd you let them girls use them? That's
real. Man, I just had that good stuff, I guess. You know, it's not good stuff as in that stuff. I'm just talking about an overall package. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, what about unconditional love?
Unconditional love is what I have for you and what you have for I. It doesn't matter what tangible items we have. It doesn't matter how much money we have or wherever we are. Our love is consistent. It has no start. It has no end. It's always been. You know what I'm saying? Even when we first met, we just had something different. And people seen it. And we was kind of scared of it. Like, man, I'm thinking about this girl all day. I call her when I go to work. On my lunch break, I'm calling her. I'm getting off, I'm calling her. I'm all wrong in your house. And I was afraid, like, I'm going to just drive her crazy. But she'd be like, come on over when you get home. Well, she ain't care of me. She keep telling me to come over.
Why you got me sounding like a character from Gone with the Wind?
Well, you know, that was some 22 years ago, you know.
You sound like that.
You sound like you sound now. That's similar to that. Maybe not.
No. You gave me kind of a,
Well, I did, but it's all good. You know, some other unconditional love facets are loving you in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
Loving me in spite of me snoring.
Or if someone has shortcomings.
If someone has shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
They can't find a good job because they're too strong looking.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna hire someone 6'9"? You can't hire nobody 6'9".
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know... Because I'm 15 feet when I have to be.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, you know, like someone, they're going bald.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
No, gray. It happens. They're going gray. It happens.
Okay,
are you that concerned with, you know, something so minute that you're going to walk away from an opportunity to be, you know, in a relationship with someone?
A lot of people are walking through lives looking at humans and other beings as a human being with a soul. But once you mature on a certain spiritual level, you see people as a spirit in human flesh. So So when I look at my woman, her spirit is still that vigorous 18-year-old that I first fell in love with. Mm-hmm. But her package has changed over the years, yeah. But she's still that same essence. And that's what you, that's the real secret to love, when you meet someone's essence. You know what I mean? And that's what we see in each other. We still feel young.
We do.
We still feel young because we've tapped into each other's essence. And sometimes people forget to focus on that, and they look at the exterior package. We all know the package is going to change. That girl ain't going to just be no consistent dime. If you're lucky, I'm lucky. I'm lucky. I got a consistent dime. I'm like a quarter over there, you know.
What are you trying to say?
I've seen some chicks in high school that don't look the same. But we still look good.
Yeah, we do.
Man, I was going to be like, man, I'm 40? Man.
So, I heard you talking earlier about circumstantial love.
Mm.
And you were saying something about, you know, when your mate thinks you're cheating or lying or something like that.
Yeah, well... Well, circumstantial love is when you love someone and you think they're cheating, but you don't really have any proof. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you love them anyway.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean now, yeah.
You know, it's not really circumstantial love, but it's a weird type of love that's getting... It's common these days.
For real love.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, he beats me, but he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
He cheats me, but he pays all the bills.
Right.
He said he ain't going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was gone to the moon for 2 weeks, but next week he's going to Jupiter for just 3 days. Like, a lot of these women don't love themselves enough to really put themselves on this pedestal. I want a lot of men and women to know that your partner would only do to you what they feel they're allowed to get away with.
Yeah.
If your man thinks he might get stabbed, he ain't going to do a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not afraid of being sad because I'm stabbed, but I'm on another spiritual level where I see my mate as one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do anything to her that I wouldn't want her to do to me. And that's something I brought to the table when we first hooked up. I said, babe, we was like 22 years old talking like this. Like, listen, I'm not going to do anything to you that I wouldn't want done to myself, so you do the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been cool ever since.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to lay it on the table what you want.
Yeah.
Your mate may think, you know, having a chick on the side is cool.
She ain't saying nothing.
I come home at 5 in the morning, she ain't mad. It must be all right. But you got to love yourself first and foremost. If you're not loving yourself, you're not going to find someone to love you.
Mm.
I'm going to say that again. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to find someone to love you. You're going to find someone that will love what you allow them to love about you.
Mm.
This is what I've seen over the years.
That was good. Well, it looks like we got another caller on.
Uh-oh.
So let's go take a call. Right. Call us from the 843-457. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Sunithia. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Sunithia.
Hey,
how you doing? Hey.
We doing good over here. Hope you're doing good.
I'm doing good. I heard y'all touching so many different points about love that I feel and that I've been involved in, that I've experienced. But one thing I didn't hear you all say is loving your enemies. And I'm kind of conflicted with that because I'm in a situation in a job, and it's this woman I work with, and she just, like, hates my guts. Like, it's crazy. I don't know why she doesn't like me or whatever. But it's weird because I cannot find myself hating her back. You know, and it's like, I have no problem with you. And in a way, I feel like she needs a hug. I find myself really conflicted in that emotion because it's like, I do have love for her, you know, even though I know, you know, she pretty much, she's trying to get the whole office turned against me, but she can't, you know, but she has no love for me. So I don't know. It should take, I guess, like just loving your enemies. You can still love people, but just love them from afar.
Yeah, I'm a fan of killing people with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the main things I do in life. If someone's treating me wrong or crazy, the first thing I do, I don't let them trigger me. I keep my loving character strong at all times. So I kill them with kindness, and then they keep badgering me. I just leave them alone, just act as if they don't even exist. And in time, I've done someone like this before. I'm going to tell you a story. There was this guy. I'm going to say his name. His name was Gary. And I seen him at a gas station. And I was like, hey, Gary, I didn't know you lived over here. He was like, I don't. And I was like, wow, I've been working with this dude for 7 years. I said, hey, outside of the office. And he's screaming at me like, how dare he speak to me? So for the next 8 years at work, I act as if he didn't exist. And it hurt this dude. He was telling my manager, why doesn't Chris speak to me? And I told the manager because how he treated me. And over time, I had to let it go, and now we're okay. I wouldn't say we're cool, but we can at least speak to each other in a business perspective, in a business type of way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I would kill. There's another person at work that I kill for with kindness. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't like me very well, and I was just always nice to them, holding doors for them. How was your day? Just trying to break them, and it took years. But after they broke. Now they love me, and their whole being has changed. They're not mad at the office anymore. They're happier. So sometimes you got to show love to be a beacon of love, hope for people. And my intuition is telling me that you're just, I don't know what it is. It's just I feel like this loving energy from you. It's like you might be a six or something. I don't even know your numbers or anything, but something's telling me that you're just like this angelic soul being, and it's easy for you to be people like you with angelic souls. It's easy to stay in that love mode. Other people with not so angelic souls, they react. So what works for you might not work for other people, but that just resonates with me.
I actually think I'm a nine.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Nine is the number of completion, the humanitarian. So you care about people. So that I can see that too. I can see that too. You've been every other number, so you have an overview of all the other numbers. So I see that in you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like no matter what, I'm just always going to be new. Something someone always said to me is that I see your spirit. This is what a manager said to me. She said, "I see your spirit, and I know what kind of spirit you have." And he was like, "But don't care about how she feels." And it's not that I quote unquote care. But it just kind of irks me. So I work on it every day when I meditate and I pray. I always ask to have the ability to just exude love and to give love to anyone I come in contact with and to continue to block the negativity so that it doesn't damage, the love I have to give and everything.
You just embody a nine. I mean, the humanitarian, very competitive, inspirational, passionate, strong-willed, generous, courageous, independent, spiritual, and organized. Those are all the characteristics of a nine. And from what you just told me, you're that. You're that.
See, this is my first time listening to you guys' show, and it is wonderful. I just love your energy. It's great.
Oh, well, please go to the archives and listen to the other shows. I think I'm kind of laid back today. I'm usually mega. My wife is pinching my thighs, like, calm down. Because I just like to get on the radio and just have a good time and set the tone for people's weeks. I don't want to talk about anything that's going to bring you down. My aim is to bring everyone up so we all will be vibrating higher. That's my only aim. And I appreciate you calling in. So call in anytime. Share whatever. I accept.
And I just wanted to say again, I heard the guy that called in earlier, and he recited the lyrics. And I said, Alice Coltrane. It's like, I never heard of her, And that what he said about love, it really resonated in me. So while I was continuing to listen to you guys' show, I went and Googled Alice Coltrane and Love Supreme, because I know who John Coltrane is, and I love the Love Supreme that John Coltrane did. So I got those lyrics, so I'm definitely make that a part of my meditation.
Nice.
Yeah, those lyrics
oh yeah, they were. But then his name was Chakra Zulu. I mean, he's always dropping some knowledge. So hey, Look him up on Facebook. I don't think he'll mind. He loves sharing the people that's receptive to the truth.
And I really appreciate him for that. Like, I really received that. It was excellent. I loved it. I loved it.
I just love people laughing, man, and just feeling good. When you hear a good laugh that's like in a sternum like that, that's like, oh no, it's like that's real. I love that. I hope everyone's listening is chuckling at least once.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, sis. I really appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call. You guys keep doing what you do. You're great.
We will, and we're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Call in and listen, or call in and speak anytime. You have a place here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem.
Peace, sis.
Peace, sis. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
It's just weird. Like, you know, that's the first time we heard her voice, but I just felt, it felt familiar. It's like this, our spiritual family is so vast that we just be finding people. And it just,
yeah.
I love our spiritual dream team.
That's one thing about being on this path. People, you find people that you weren't looking for and they weren't looking for you. You just kind of, you know, stumbled upon people and, you know, the next thing you know, you got this bond and this friendship and family and connection, and it's all love.
Man. Love, 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 love. Did y'all hear that song, man?
Oh, yeah.
We usually don't like to play 6-minute songs in the beginning, but that's what I want. Then say what? I mean, man.
You said you were chilled this weekend?
I think I am pretty chill.
You think you're chill?
Yeah. Maybe. You know, I'm a 5, though. We all know about the 5. Quicksilver.
I like the point you made, though, about loving your enemy. Because we all got somebody that we just
can't stand.
We don't like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say hate, because hate's a strong
word. Hate's a strong word.
But we may not like the actions that they do or the energy that they put out or something like that. But, you know, if you feed into it, you're letting them win.
You're letting them win. They won.
There's this phrase by Buddha that says, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Man, could you please say that again, please?
Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
That's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's real.
It's real. You know,
'cause people move on, you still mad at them.
Still mad. They're not even thinking about what they did.
Right.
Or whatever.
I remember my nephew crunched my cookie when he was 3 years old, and I was like 24, 25, and I was mad for some years over that. And
I just got over that.
The master helped me get over that. He don't even know he did it. But you know, I still love him, of course. But I was a little salty. But I don't know why that popped in my mind. I think about letting go. Let go of that cookie crunch. Well, it's weird. Back to the caller, though. It's weird because she's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 is what ruled by Mars, right? That's all that fiery, angry, all that energy. But
that's only, you know, a lot of people think that Mars is, like, just angry and mad and everything like that. But Mars is also intellectual.
You're right.
You know, Mars knows how to take control of situations, you know. So, she's balanced in her 9.
I like that.
Know?
You always was, like, a little deeper than me and everything. Well, not everything, but you just got that 7 energy. I got the excitement that people like, whoa, what's he saying? But they need to just listen to you sometimes. Like, man, I forgot what he was at. I don't know what's going on. I'm just being real. Listen, my queen.
All right, moving on. So what about people who think that they love because they have money, power, and fame? Or what about people who think people who have money, power, or fame, you know, have it going on, and they obsess over these people, and they idolize these people and love these people?
You know what? I've always, like, really looked at myself really high up on a pedestal. And a lot of people don't do that because I'm priceless. I can't be bought. If it's something I don't want to do, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you to
do a whole bunch of stuff. I just ain't no dude like that. If I think it's a suspect,
as much as you love me, there's some things that I can't get you to do.
You can't get me to get my feet done. I'm just not a feet done dude like that. I don't know what will happen if I see one of my homies and I'm in there just let my phalanges soak.
You know, probably in there getting nails done too.
You know what my homies in. I just got a thing about that. I just think those little parlors, that's some, what they call it, metrosexual, androgynous type of guys that are cool with that. And that's cool. It's just not for me, not the warrior bunny. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I forgot what you're talking about, babe. What are you talking about? What was we talking about?
Well, we were talking about loving someone for their fame and their money.
Oh, yeah. I was going somewhere, and I don't know what I started talking about.
You started talking about getting your feet done.
But it's like if a millionaire offers you $10,000 to sleep with them or something, and you take it, that $10,000 is like $100 for someone else. So if you got millions, you need to be like, okay, give me 20 million. Then you can, that's worth something to you. There needs to be even exchange in love.
Yeah.
If you have something that you hold very valuable, and the next person come with a piece of paper that we deem is worth something, and they want it, it don't work like that for me. You got to show me, you know what I mean? You got to show me through your character, through your thought process, for me to even build with you. You know, I'm a hermit type of dude. I'm real outgoing, I'm real active, I'm really sociable, but at the end of the day, I like to be home at a certain time with my woman and my daughter. You know what I mean? And if you're wasting my time, I don't even want to be around you. You know what I mean? I don't like to go out to clubs and waste my time there. I'd rather be at home watching a movie with my family, creating memories. That's one of the biggest things of love that I just want people to really understand. When it's all said and done, when you're on your deathbed, when you're old, all you have is your memories. So what I try to do every day is create good memories. My daughter has nothing but good memories of me, except when I was about to tear that butt up, which was very, not a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Very rare.
One hand.
Not one hand, one finger maybe.
One finger.
Maybe a pinky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that some people also think that once they acquire a lot of wealth or they get a certain status or something like that, that they finally achieve something. And so they think that because they have all of these things and that they can get more tangible things, that, you know, they kind of misrepresent or misunderstand what love is. They can get the impression that because they have money and everything that, you know, maybe this person is easy to love or, you know. You know, I don't know. You see where I'm trying to go with
that? Yeah, I just think, you know, you can't gain or replace love with anything tangible. Love is like the word if. You know, if is defined by a whole bunch of different people different ways, and love is too. You know, if you were growing up in an abusive home, your definition of love is beating butt. You know what I mean?
Or not getting your butt
beat.
I made it up.
I'm not going to whoop nobody's butt the rest of my life. Some people are like, I can't wait to kick some ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not a curse word.
Oh, what?
I don't consider ASS a curse word.
I said ASS and you said it was a curse word.
It flowed differently off of your mandible than it did mine.
Anyway, quite happy to show.
Talk about love, babe.
Yeah, I'm gonna love the heck
out
of you. Ooh. Some people also think that they can't be happy unless they have money. You know, and that used to be me. I had high standards, you know, goals and everything set, and because I hadn't reached any of these goals, I didn't want to be happy. Because it was like, what am I being happy for? I didn't get what I want. But I had to finally realize that I did get what I want. You know, I got a wonderful family. You know, I'm healthy. I'm alive.
Best husband you could ever dream and fathom ever being existing on this planet? Yeah. Beautiful daughter. Amazing husband.
Anyway.
Pleasing to the sight.
So, all right. So, we've touched on the whole finances. So, what about emotional love?
You know what? Some people always think, like, you make me feel loved or you complete me. If someone's completing you or making you feel anyway, you haven't mastered that aspect of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should complete yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You should love yourself. If you're feeling down, you should know what you can do to make yourself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before people should settle down or even go in relationships, they just spend like a year just by themselves, not talking to nobody in a relationship way. And just see how they move. You know what I mean? Find what makes you feel good. That way, when you bring someone into your loving bubble, you can set boundaries. You can let them know, like, I like this, I like that. A lot of people go in relationships and don't even know what they like or what they want or what they need.
Or they get so caught up in what the other person
right,
wants.
Right.
That they don't establish their own identity.
Right. Now, for the guys out there who woman cook clean for them, that's great. Well, if your woman's cooking, cleaning, and doing all that for you, you need to look, think like, what am I doing for her? It could be as simple as writing a poem, rubbing their back,
feet.
I ain't never been scared to rub no foot.
I got pretty feet, though, so that's why. What you trying to say?
My mom always told me to say. Your feet are nice, though.
I do have nice
no
feet.
Corns.
No.
No imperfections.
No.
The symmetry of your toes is a.
Don't talk about my toes. Do not.
That's a sign of royalty, right?
Man, if you try to cap on my feet, you
don't talk about nobody's feet.
Nobody.
I'm going to
get something.
I'm going to get something.
I'll be pretty.
Don't
know about your feet. My feet pretty.
Is nice compared to most cats out here. Most cats walk around their socks all day. I let them out. I love my feet.
Let's finish up because we're almost out of time here. So let's talk about tips on how to invoke love.
You know, one thing that I do all the time, I love myself. I look in the mirror for like 5 to 10 minutes a day and I just love myself. Look myself deep
you
in the eyes.
You look in the mirror for that long a day?
I ain't scared of it. Yeah. It might not be in one sitting. It may be 3 minutes here, a few seconds here. But if I see a mirror, I'm going to look like, hey, me.
You do.
I do that. I ain't scared to say I like to look at myself. You can, oh, that's me again. Oh, I'm so tired of seeing me. If you're like that, you don't know what love is. If you can't love the way you look, man.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Maybe not so obsessive with it.
I'm on a different level of love, though.
You are.
I am. I always make sure I'm groomed, hairline on point. You know what I'm saying? That's love.
Another thing you can do is just do something that you like to do.
I tell people all the time when they mad, I'm just so mad. Man, I always say, well, what do you like to do that you love? Well, I don't have time. I just don't have time. And I always say, well, if you find something that you love to do, you will make time to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling bad right now. Think about what makes you feel good and just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. Find out what it is. You might not even know what it is because you're so much of a pleaser. A lot of people are so much of a pleaser. They're from a long line of pleasers. I'm from a long line of pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put everybody first. Now I put me first over anybody except my mom and my family. You know what I mean? Intermediate family, that is. And my spiritual family.
Like I said, to cover everybody.
Yeah, I love my spiritual family, too.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Whew.
Yeah. You know, find different hobbies,
mm-hmm.
different things, you know, try new things out.
We love to go out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
We love delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you have a nice meal, whenever you titillate any of your senses, mm-hmm. whether it's putting on something nice for your body to feel, something new on your flesh,
mm-hmm.
going out seeing a good movie,
mm-hmm.
listening to some great music, going out to a good dinner, tasting delicious food,
mm-hmm.
anytime you do anything that's pleasing to your senses, going to the park, you're tapping into love.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of doing what other people say, excuse me, instead of doing what other people say is love, do what you feel is love. Oh, man. I can't do nothing up in here, y'all. Y'all just don't know. This isn't a radio show, family. This is what we do every day. We sit up here and just cap and just have a good time.
We do. We cap on each other.
Oh, my goodness. Ah. My daughter's like the best capper in the world if it's me.
And me.
Anybody else, she's just like, I don't know what to say. But me, she be yelling me. Yelling me. I'd be like, man.
That's love.
That is love. It's bringing joy.
I think love is also another way of invoking love is just by laughing. You know, sometimes I can just, if I'm having a bad day, something's going on, whatever, I'll just think about something funny that happened. I will bust out laughing. And other people around me are looking like, okay, what's wrong with her? And I'm like, you know, cracking up off of Chris choking or, you know,
mm-hmm.
something, you know, that's replaying in my mind. It brought me joy.
Yeah.
You know, it made me happy.
My death makes you happy. Okay. Okay. Where's the knives? Whatever the butt. Whatever brings you joy. Jeez. You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to tell people I love them. Not all the time. All right, love you, love you, love you. Hey, how you doing? Love you. You hungry? Love you. Just every now and then when people least expect it, it's like, you know what? Love you, man. You know, I'm going to let you know I love you, man.
Yeah.
And it can't, some people are like, I love you too. And they're just so not used to hearing it. But when you tell someone you love them, it just, it creates a spiritual connection. You're tethered spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say you love something, you treat them accordingly. You treat them like you love them. You talk to them like you love them.
Man, I've told so many people that I love them over the past couple years. And I didn't used to tell anyone that I love them. You know, it had to be like, what, you or Devin and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, no one else got it.
Oh.
Now I tell, you know, everyone, all right, love you, peace and love, you know, love you, take care.
I've told 1,000 people that I've never met in physical form, I love you. And mean it.
Yeah.
I got some people, I got a brother in Singapore. And I talk to almost every day.
Every day.
But that's just the love. That's the beauty of the internet. If you're not on the internet Googling and just connecting and trying to make moves or just reading and just using it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when we didn't have an internet. If you didn't have nobody around you that you what that wasn't smart, you better hit the library.
Man, I had a job with no internet.
Man, a job with no internet? I couldn't imagine working without the internet. Who's But, you know, I don't want to give people who don't have the internet.
Let's say it's a lot of people who work without the internet.
Well, I like to take breaks rather frequently.
But that's why they have phones now.
They do. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Get your droid or something, bro. You got to be tapped in. Job with no internet. I'm just joking, family. I just love to laugh. Not a joke.
So another thing you can do to bring about joy is, well, what I like to do,
mm-hmm.
this is my personal thing, is every morning after I do my morning routine, wake up, you know, do my morning ritual and pay respect to the ancestors and everything, I make a morning post to everybody.
You do.
And I just say good morning. Will everyone have a beautiful day, you know, and I put it out there, and some people need to see that, especially on Monday mornings, you know,
mm-hmm.
none of us wants to go to work and deal with the chaos of the world, but, you know, seeing that message can put you in a mood to, okay, yeah, it's Monday, but let me get on with it, and you know, go about my day or whatnot. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good that I'm sending love and joy out to other people. Because I didn't used to be like that. I didn't care.
That's infectious. Because people are sharing it. They love you. And that's great that you're doing that. I love it. One thing I like to do, I like to be the love that I want in my life at all times. The way I treat strangers, the way I treat children, the way I treat everybody is always with love. It's never with I'm better than you or I'm your leader or, you know, I got like a bunch of techs that work under me, but I treat them like I'm in the trenches with them. You know what I mean? I don't treat them like, hey, you better do what I say. I'll say it, install it right now. You know, I don't talk to them like that, and they respect me because of that. You know what I mean? I ask, how's your day going, bro? Everything good? What's taking you so long to clock in, bro? I treat them like I would treat anybody else. You know what I mean? But that's love. I love them. I care about them. You know what I mean? And people feel it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, I walked away from a position because I just didn't want to be in that type of environment where they wanted me to come down and be disrespectful to people. And, you know, people tell me they got things going on in their lives. I know when people are lying. I know when they're being truthful. And, you know, I just don't believe in treating people like crap. You know, so I just choose not to deal with it. I'm not going to let them take away my joy.
There you go. I've been told that as well in the past. I got good results by I used to work collections back in the day, almost 20 years ago. And I was a nice guy on the phone, like, well, when you get the money, Granny, just give us what you can. And they was like, Chris, you're a black guy. This is what they told me. You're a black guy. You can get this money in. Just be a little meaner. Use what you got. And I was like, yeah, sure. They was like, go ahead. I got promoted within, like, the next 10 days. I brought in over $10,000. I was on the phone like, man, y'all better get this money in. Y'all want to go to y'all though? Man, you'll get this money. I don't care, Granny. I don't care. But I had to leave that job because it was spilling over to other aspects of my life.
Yeah.
I was learning to be mean, and it was spilling over in all aspects of my life.
I even told you, like, you're being mean. What I'm mean.
I don't think that love is mean. This is new me. What's with you? But that's the thing about love and hate. The more you hate, the more hate you invite in your life. The more love you give, the more love you receive, the more love you spew out, the more love you get back. So if you're always upset and you're always mad, reevaluate your actions. Your actions and your thoughts. Be mindful of what you put out there. Again, every time you think of something that Adam has created, and when you tie an emotion to that Adam, it starts to spin, and eventually, like everything else that spirals into this universe or reality that we live, that's what will happen. Start focusing on the good. It's more good. It's way much more good out here than there is bad.
You know, that brings up something else. We were talking about this over the weekend, how the masters were saying they didn't like to watch, you know, horror movies or zombie movies or stuff like that because of what you can invite into your dream state, into your waking state.
Well, what the masters said, they said whatever you're in your waking state, take to your dream state, your subconscious will manifest it, and you're telling the universe that you want more of that in your life. And I was like, what? That was just deep for me because I liked a lot of violent movies.
And I don't.
And you don't.
No.
But now before I go to bed or whatever, I'll go to my altar, I'll say some mantras, I'll think of positive things. And when I wake up, I feel good. I had a nice rest. You know what I mean?
I just don't watch that stuff, and I still wake up feeling good with a nice rest.
Once you reach a certain level of goddom that I'm obtaining, you can watch whatever. Well, most people, they can't. But what I'm telling folks to do, I've already been there, done that.
I'm just more sensitive.
You are more sensitive, and that's why I love you. I'm not really a sensitive dude
that. You're the warrior, bunny.
Ribbit. I mean, what do I keep saying ribbit? I got to find out what that means. I meant bunny hop.
Bunnies don't make noises.
They do, they make. When they be tearing their food up, you ever see a bunny eat? Bunnies do things rather fast. I'm talking about the running and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like to watch comedies because that makes me laugh. And, you know, like I said earlier, I like to laugh. It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
We watched this movie, Keanu, over the weekend.
Oh, my God, Keanu, man.
The movie was so funny. It was cute. It was funny. It just hit on everything.
Man, if y'all haven't seen Keanu, y'all need to watch that. It's about this baby kitten, man. It's kind of like the Forrest Gump of kittens. Keanu just got into so much, and it was just such a good movie. Man, check out Keanu. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, looks like we got a caller on the line. So we got a couple minutes. I'm going to bring this person on. I know who this is, but caller from the 513-307. You're on the line. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, it's your mother. I had to comment on the show. It was great. I really enjoyed the poems from a song. I don't quite remember those. It was beautiful. It was so profound. And Nikki also quoted my favorite quote from Buddha. I love that quote. It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And
that's
Chris,
one of my favorites.
I've never seen you mean. When have you ever been mean?
You know what? You'll never see me mean. I almost hurt someone.
I've never seen you mean.
Yeah, I always conduct myself like a beacon of light. Yeah, you'll never see me mean.
Yeah, I've seen
you mean. Yeah, I almost got mean around you once, and I held back.
Yeah.
Somebody was being really disrespectful. That drunk girl was being really disrespectful. It was about nine years ago.
I'm glad I didn't see that side of you. But I just want to tell you guys that you are doing so well. It's like you've been on the air for years. And I am so proud of you. And I love my family so much. And that's all. So keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, honey.
We will.
We're blushing.
Man, we're going to send a spiritual hug to you right now.
Okay, I love that. All right. See you guys later.
All right, Mom. Well, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate all of the love and the support.
Yeah. When people call in to show us love like that, tell us we're doing a good job, that's love.
That is love.
That motivates me to keep going each week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was told to start doing more, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Doing more.
So I guess we finished up pretty much for the, you know, for the show.
We did. We didn't talk about what we're going to do next week.
I don't know. I know what I wanted to do.
What you want
to
do?
I'm going to talk about the gods.
Ooh.
I'm going to be going in on the gods and the goddesses.
I'm going in on my god and goddesses that I rock with. That's going to take 2 hours right there.
Yeah, we might have to do a longer show.
You might have just cut your list in a fourth because you rock with like 90 deities from 90 pantheons.
Or we could just make it a part one.
Yeah, I like that. As long as I get my own little deities in there, we good. Little deities.
Well, fam, we're going to go ahead and put it to a close, but we wish you a wonderful Sunday evening and make it a beautiful week. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm the creator.
That's Chris Enlightened. Peace and love, fam. Peace and love and light.